Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 He's blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, which is sponsored by Metal. Thanks, Metal, for sponsoring today's show. That applause is for you. I forgot to do the dice rolling thing, so we're just using Metal today. It's too late now. Too late to go back. It's Metal today. Today is March 11th, 2015, and in this show, we're going to be doing some calls to FedEx customers. A listener named Casper actually came upon a list of FedEx customers. It's a laminated list. He took pictures of it for me, and I think it was just sitting on the counter or something at FedEx. But it's a bunch of FedEx customers who get regular deliveries, and it has their phone numbers so that the FedEx employees can call them. So today, I'm going to be a FedEx employee, but first, we need to talk about the lunk alarms at Planet Fitness, which have been happening all week, or at least for the past 4 days or so, ever since Carlito's show on Sunday. Let me tell you guys about the lunk alarms. And I don't think anyone's going to believe me, because really, the lunk alarm sounds like something you would find in a Saturday Night Live skit. I just searched on YouTube and I found a commercial for Planet Fitness, which features the lunk alarm. Let's see if this commercial will tell you what the lunk alarm is. I don't know for sure if it will, but here goes.
Nice muscle shirt, bro.
The skin is in, bro.
Guys with biceps and triceps, bro.
So it's two, or actually three now, very muscular guys showing off their muscles in front of a wimpy looking guy.
Hulk out with your bulk out, bros.
And that's why I don't like gyms.
Matt, we're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
No gym intimidation, no lunks, tons of equipment.
No lunks.
Just $10 a month. We're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
All right, that was a terrible commercial to explain what the lunk alarm is. Okay, the lunk alarm is a switch behind the counter at every Planet Fitness. And whenever someone is kind of showing off at the gym, showing off their muscles, whenever they throw the weights down on the floor, which is insane. Do people really do that? That seems kind of dangerous because they bounce back up. And whenever somebody grunts really loud, you know, like those people I used to call at the gym and tell them they were grunting too loud, the employee at the front desk of Planet Fitness will flip the switch and it sets off this really loud alarm thing. It sounds like an old-fashioned air raid siren. It doesn't sound like the alarm that they just showed in the commercial. And from that commercial, I would just assume that's a joke. You know, that's just a joke in the commercial. But no, Planet Fitness really does this. Every Planet Fitness in the entire country, as far as I've been able to tell, has a lunk alarm in it. And it's this blue flashing police light on the wall, and it says lunk alarm on it. And whenever you act like a lunk, Planet Fitness employees will shame you for it in front of all of the other customers. Which seems like a really shitty thing to do, doesn't it? To shame your customers? Don't just go up and talk to them and tell them to stop doing what they're doing. Instead, shame them in front of everyone. Oh, and if you talk on your cell phone, that is a lunk alarm offense. They will set off the lunk alarm. They only set it off for, you know, a few seconds, maybe 5 seconds. And they do it often. We've been making phone calls to Planet Fitnesses, and Carlito or Dwight or whoever will ask them, how many times have you used the lunk alarm today? And they'll say, oh, you know, two or three. So they use it all the time. It's a normal thing there. So, of course, I hope you guys can see where this is going. Carlito came up with the brilliant idea of calling Planet Fitness and getting them to set off the lunk alarm, not for just a few seconds. Carlito was getting them to set it off for 60 seconds, 90 seconds. Planet Fitness is a busy place. There's always a lot of people there, it seems like. And while they're there trying to work out, because of Carlito, The lunk alarms are going off, and they're staying on for several minutes sometimes. I think last night on Dwight's show, they actually got them to turn on the lunk alarm and leave it on for something like 7 or 8 or 9 minutes. Like, a really long time. So, I'm going to play a call here that Carlito did. Maybe just part of a call. I'm going to play one of his lunk alarm pranks, and this is going to make you laugh. That is guaranteed. You're going to laugh at this, so get ready to laugh, because it's funny.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Jesus. How may I help you?
I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yes.
My name is Garfield. I need you to, we need to do a test of your lunk alarm system, please.
Okay. I'm not sure how to do that.
I need you to fire it off, please, for about 10 seconds, and I need to make sure that it's working.
Okay. Unfortunately, I am the only one at the front desk, and I can't really leave the front desk.
But the lunk alarm system is right there at the front desk.
Are you talking about the one for the police?
No, the blue, the lunk alarm.
Oh. Yeah, it went off.
All right. I need you to keep it down for 10 seconds, please. I need to make sure it comes back here to the center.
To the center?
Yeah, to the headquarters. I need to register it on the IP address. I need you to hold it down until I tell you it's okay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, it's going.
Hang on. Okay, thank you.
That one right there, that was Carlito's very first call to do a lunk alarm. So he just did 10 seconds. I think he was having a hard time not laughing and just kind of let him go after that. But here's a small part of the second lunk alarm call that Carlito ever did. And I like this one because they kind of kept it going. Like Carlito and everyone else that was on the line, they just kept reassuring her that they were going to stop any second now. She could turn off the alarm, but just wait just a few more seconds. Here's that one.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, you're at the lunk alarm. I just need you to, press. All right, just a moment.
Is it registering?
Not yet.
We're at 70%.
It's charging still.
Okay, 72%.
81.
Oh, went back to 79.
And that goes on for a while. I think that one was like 90 seconds or something. 90 seconds that people working out in the gym had to listen to that really loud air raid siren going off. And then, in that same call, Dwight talked to that girl and got her to do this.
But I need to do a sequence in order to reprogram. In the short 2-second burst, I need you to press, let go, press, let go. We need to do this 5 times.
Okay.
Okay, press. Let go. Press. Let go. Press. Let go. Press.
And then it gets even better. Let me play one more clip for you. This is kind of like the guy that was counting the breakers when we were having him flip all the breakers. You know, he counts the breakers as he flips each one. Here is Dwight convincing a guy that he needs to count down the last 30 seconds of the lunk alarm being on.
We're going to do a 30-second countdown as loud as you can, starting now.
30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22... 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, now do you have anybody working out in there currently?
Yeah, there's people here.
Okay, find the most buff man and yell at him, say, quit flexing.
You said to do what?
Just to make sure it's working properly, point out the most muscular man and just give him an evil eye and tell him, quit flexing.
All right. Quit flexing.
Believe it or not, the guy that said that didn't get his ass kicked, at least not while we were on the phone. And you may have noticed while he was counting down, the air raid siren was kind of winding down, like it went off before he finished. That's because these things, they actually, I guess, we don't know for sure, but they heat up, I think, and then they just kind of shut themselves off after a while. So I've heard some of them stay on for, you know, a lot of minutes, like, you know, 8 or 9 minutes, but then others, they'll shut off after about 30 seconds. I don't think these things are supposed to be on for that long at a time. Anyway, I think every single show that's happened since Carlito's show on Sunday has had Lunk Alarm calls in it, because it's brilliant, and everyone wants to do Lunk Alarm calls. I'm going to play one last clip. This is me getting a lady to set off a Lunk Alarm, and this is from Matt's, Laugh Track Matt's Party Time show on Monday morning.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Lisa. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Bob from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
How are you?
Hi, pretty good. Were you having any kind of problems with the Lunk Alarm? Because it seems IT, they're saying they've lost connection to it.
I don't know. If you give me just a second, I'll put you on hold, and I can grab Sam, my manager, and maybe he knows something about it.
Well, are you near the Lunk Alarm right now? Are you able to...
Yeah, I am. Give me just a second.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Could you just hold down the Lunk Alarm for me for just 30 seconds while we reset it?
Okay, so just hold the button down?
Yeah, just hold it down for 30 seconds, and it'll calibrate over on this end.
Oh, actually, ours is a toggle switch.
Oh, yeah, just hold it down and, you know, make sure it sounds for 30 seconds.
Okay, I can do that.
Have you started yet?
Yep. Recalibrated.
You're just stupid.
You are so stupid. You've been foiled. It was an elaborate ruse all along.
You gotta love Laugh Track Matt's evil laugh. Oh, and one more thing. One more clip. This isn't a prank call clip. This is a clip I found on YouTube when I was looking for commercials a second ago. There are actually quite a few of these that I found on YouTube where people in the gym at a Planet Fitness, they will do things to purposely set off the Lunk Alarm just because they think it's funny for it to go off. So here are a couple of guys lifting weights and grunting and throwing them on the ground.
You ready, bro? Let's get six of them, all right? Six.
So if you search for Lunk Alarm trolling on YouTube, you will find people doing stuff like that, which is pretty awesome. But not as awesome as calling in to the Planet Fitness and getting them to set it off for 5 minutes at a time. So that's what a Lunk Alarm is. Believe it or not, it is a real thing. Planet Fitness likes to shame their customers. I'm told that last night, on Tuesday night, that was the Dwight show, Mop Riding with Dwight, and they did nothing but Lunk Alarm calls for 3 hours straight. I'm going to go back and listen to that later tonight, I think. Carlito assures me that it was the most amazing show ever. So I'm going to put links in the show notes to Carlito's show, where you can hear the birth of the Lunk Alarm prank, and I'll put a link to Laugh Track Matt's and Dwight's show and everything else, so you guys can listen to these amazing Lunk Alarm calls that have been happening for the past 3 or 4 days now. And I'm sure they'll keep happening until Planet Fitness releases a memo and tells them not to do that anymore. And then we'll have fun with the employees getting them to read the memo for us. All this Lunk Alarm stuff, this is the best stuff I've heard on PCN since our nonstop week of Radio Shack calls, which happened a few weeks ago. But this is much better than Radio Shack. Fuck Radio Shack. This is the Lunk Alarm. This is amazing. So thank you, Carlito. Everyone, be sure to go to the show notes and listen to some of the other shows where Lunk Alarm calls happen. And for the rest of this week, you should probably just listen to Prank Call Nation nonstop to all of the Lunk Alarm shows that are sure to happen. Wow, I spent about 15 minutes on all that. Okay, so we're going to get started with the live show. The live show happened earlier today, this morning, on Wednesday morning, and this is where I called a bunch of FedEx customers. So here it goes. Here is the live show from earlier today. I need your guys' help with calls. That's why I'm on the air. Someone sent me a list of FedEx customers who... Let me find what he wrote. Okay, so this guy, Casper, wrote me. And Casper says, Brad, I acquired a lengthy list of FedEx in-house account customers with full names and numbers, store address, phone number of the store, etc. from the actual store last night. Let me know if you would like this. I think you could have serious fun with this. And then I said, okay, sure. Because I love when people ask me if they can submit something before they submit it. That streamlines the whole process, makes it so much easier. Anyway, sorry. So he sent me the list of, it's pretty much just names and phone numbers of people that do a lot of business with FedEx, I guess. And he says, I believe the list I just sent you is for people that have regular shipments delivered there, and the store calls them when stuff is ready to be picked up. The store itself also went through a recent complete remodel. Maybe their stuff was used as displays in the store, or the construction workers stole them. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go through this list of how many numbers? I don't know, 20 or 25 maybe. Set my caller ID to the name of the store. First girl's name is Erica. So here goes. See what happens on these.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Next on the list is Nelson.
Hello?
Hello, Nelson?
Speaking.
Can you speak up?
Yes, it's me.
I can barely hear you. This is Dave from FedEx.
Dave from FedEx.
What are you on? Are you on a speakerphone? Turn your phone the opposite way around so your mouth is next to the microphone.
I'm driving right now.
Oh, holy shit. Your hands free is garbage.
It is. Well, what's your question?
Can you just put the phone up to your ear so I can hear you? Jesus fucking Christ.
What is your problem? Well, how about this? Why don't you call me later?
No. This is very important. We got a package here for you at FedEx.
Okay.
But it smelled like marijuana, so we had to open it.
A package that smells like marijuana?
Yeah, so we had to open it. We are required by law, if we have a package that smells like marijuana, we must open it. It's the law.
So it's kind of weird, though, because I'm not expecting anything.
You're gonna play it that way, aren't you? You're gonna pretend you didn't order this marijuana.
I'm not playing it anyway. I have a job, and if I smoke marijuana, I would lose my big salary. So
well, you know what? You don't have to smoke it to sell it, do you? Because this is like seller's quantity. This is a large box.
Well, first of all, like I said, I don't know who you are.
I told you this is Dave from FedEx.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can tell me anything. You might be the janitor at FedEx, for all I know. I have no idea.
You must listen to my show. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm sorry, what?
Give me a second. I don't want to miss my exit over here.
Don't take that exit.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
So who are you again? You don't sound like somebody that works at FedEx, actually.
I don't?
No, because people that call me from FedEx in the past, they're friendly.
Right, yeah. Like that was before you started having marijuana shipped to our store.
Well, like I said, I don't sell marijuana. I don't smoke marijuana.
Now you don't sell it, also.
I don't sell it. I don't do it. I don't nothing. I don't even know how to spell marijuana. How about that?
You know, you shouldn't even be driving while you're stoned.
Okay. Who is this, man?
I've told you several times. This is Dave. Anyway, my coworker.
I'm about to hang up on you.
Oh, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Because here's the thing. Like, it turned out it wasn't your package that smelled like weed. It was my jacket because I was smoking last night.
What the hell? Is this a prank call? What is this?
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Like the weirdest. This is the weirdest phone call I've gotten in 5 years working for my company.
I wanted to apologize for the accusation, because how was I to know? You know, really? It was my jacket. I feel so stupid.
So why would you not say that at the beginning? Why are you telling me this now after waiting?
You know what?
Time?
I'm a little high right now, so don't blame me.
Okay, I'm not blaming you. But that's pretty weird. So anyways, what's up?
I just want to hang up with you because your phone is pissing me off. Like, I can't even hear
it. It is. You know what? I don't blame you. Sometimes, yeah, it could be a pain, so.
Do you just have your iPhone laying in the seat next to you or something?
Like I said, I literally have my phone Velcro to the dashboard, and I'm speaking to you via speakerphone.
How ghetto are you?
I'm actually pretty well off as far as money.
Oh, really? And you can't afford a Bluetooth hands-free thing for your car?
You know what? I have tinnitus. I don't know if you ever heard of tinnitus, but yeah, that actually bothers my tinnitus.
That sounds like a stupid excuse.
Okay. Well, hey, brother, listen, I'm actually doing important stuff. You know, I'm not at home just calling people trying to prank them.
You're in porn stuff? What?
But I'm gonna actually let you go, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. I'm sorry I opened your box.
You have a very good day.
We do have a box here for you, and I'm sorry I opened it. And he's gone. Okay, so I guess Casper's right. These are... Oh, yeah, someone in the chat room is asking, Brad, are you a FedEx driver or at the FedEx office? I am at a FedEx office, and there is a list of numbers here that I'm guessing Casper just stole off of the counter. It's a list of customer phone numbers, and they are customers who occasionally have, or I guess often have things delivered to them, and then FedEx just calls them up. Okay, so that's what we're doing. I'm a FedEx person. We're going to call Marina next. Evil Ideas wants me to say the package was COD and demand money. COD, for those of you who aren't old, is cash on delivery. I don't think that exists anymore, does it? That's when, like, UPS would bring something to your house and you would hand them cash for the package. You'd actually pay the UPS driver or whatever we had in the 80s. I don't know. I remember it was offered on all of those As Seen on TV commercials. They always offered COD. Okay, so I'm calling Marina.
Hello, this is Marina.
Hey, Marina. This is Bob from FedEx.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. We have a package here for you.
Oh.
And, yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Oh, is it at the FedEx location, or?
Yeah, it's at the regular one here over on...
Okay. And I'll come by today and get it.
Well, here's the thing. It came COD. And we don't,
COD?
Yeah, we don't normally take COD packages here. We stopped doing that in, like,
what's
you know,
COD?
It means cash on delivery. And,
What?
You know, they wanted the $300, $304, and I had to pay it out of my own pocket.
What?
Yeah, and you know, we haven't done cash on delivery since 1994. I didn't even know that was still a thing. But, yeah.
Who's it from?
It says Roy Gerbel on the return label. Roy Gerbel.
What does it say?
Yeah, Roy Gerbel in New Mexico.
Roy Gerbel? I don't know who that is.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wish you didn't pay for it. Well, you know what? I'll come in there. What time are you going to be there till today?
Oh, me personally? I'll be here the rest of the night.
Okay, I'll come in after work sometime later this evening.
Okay.
And then we can figure it out.
And your package has been giving me weird looks.
What?
Your package. I don't want to be rude or anything, but your package has been giving me really weird looks.
What?
Your package.
What does that mean?
It keeps looking at me. Just giving me snake eyes. It needs to stop it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's been giving me weird looks. Ever since it got here, it's been just looking at me.
Okay, well, I'll come by after work, and we'll figure it out.
What time's after work?
I don't know what time I'll be done. Maybe like 5 or 6?
Okay, all right. There may be an additional COD fee.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just figure that out.
Yeah, if you just bring a 6-pack of beer with you,
okay.
We could call it even.
Okay.
This package.
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Bob from the FedEx office. This package...
Seriously?
Why wouldn't... What's not serious about that?
I'm very confused.
Oh. I think this package thinks it's not racist just because it's brown. And I'm sorry, you can be racist no matter what color you are.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ma'am, Marina, why are you hanging up?
Because I think you're messing with me, whoever this is.
I don't understand why you think that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm working.
All right, fine, I'll see you after work. with a six pack. Okay, thanks you guys for the ideas. Dust Bernadette told me to tell them the package has been giving me weird looks. Evil ideas told me to do the racist thing. Okay, all right, next is David. Not going to say the last name. David, these are fun so far. I'm really glad I got on the air today, because I wouldn't have thought to tell people that their package is racist. And then it's looking at me. I should do all my shows on the air.
Embroidery.
Hello, is this Martha?
No, this is Lisa. I work with her.
Oh, I see. Well, is Carlos around?
Carlos, no, he's not around. This is FedEx?
Yeah, this is FedEx. How'd you know?
Oh, because it showed up on her phone.
Oh, that's crazy. We don't even have caller ID here yet.
Oh, okay. So is the package there for us?
Yeah. Are you going to come and get
it? Okay. Either her or Carlos will come get it.
Oh, why can't you come get it?
Why can't I?
Yeah.
If she sent me to come get it, then I'll have to come get it.
Well, usually when Carlos or Martha comes, they bring nachos and some sodas.
They bring nachos?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so
yeah.
They spoil you. Is that what it is?
They what?
I said they treat you real well, huh?
Yeah,
treat
I just,
you very well.
I just wanted, like, you know, if you come to bring the package, I want nachos.
Oh, okay. If I come, I'll ask Martha if I can get you some nachos.
Okay, and also, thank you very much. The package,
okay.
The package, it keeps meowing, and I don't know, the cat doesn't, I guess there's a cat in there, and it doesn't sound good. It's not a healthy meow.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Here's Martha. Here she is. Right
here. Great.
FedEx. Hello?
Hello, Martha. This is Bob from FedEx.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is Bob from FedEx.
Okay.
And there's a package here for you.
Okay.
But it keeps meowing. I think there's a cat inside of it.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound very healthy.
Well, we're in trouble then.
What?
We're in trouble then.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, maybe we should take some little rabbits. I mean, we call it little...
I fucking hate you, Martha. I hate you.
We could take... How do you call those?
I hate you. Hate you. What are you talking about? Quit out-weirding me. It makes it not funny if you do that. You're ruining this. Ruining my show.
It's okay. I'll send Lisa over.
Okay, is Lisa going to bring nachos and sodas? Two sodas?
Yes. Yes, she will.
Okay, thanks, Martha.
Oh, what kind of soda? What?
Fuck if I know. I don't give a shit.
Whatever.
Yeah, just soda.
All right, sounds good.
Sugar and caffeine. What difference does it make?
That's true. Yes, definitely. Yes.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hate you. All right. She ruined that prank. It's okay, Elky. I'll do that to someone else. Martha. Fucking Martha. Hate Martha. All right. We're halfway through the first list, the smaller list. We have six numbers left to call on this list. And then I have another list that has another, I think, 15 numbers on it.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes.
It's Bob from the FedEx.
Okay.
And we have a package that arrived for you.
Oh, great.
But it looks like they hadn't sent it to China yet. Because we have to send it for the Chinese government to monitor. So we had to... I don't know if they called you yet, but I just needed to let you know that your package isn't actually ready yet, because we've had to send it off to the Chinese government. And after they take a look through it, they'll send it right back. They have an expedited shipping service. You'll hardly know it was gone, but it'll be here in 2 days.
Wait, what? I don't understand why a package I have is being looked at by the Chinese government.
Well, they do this with all the packages. They usually go to the Chinese government first, and then they come back here.
Why? What? I don't understand. What does this have to do with the Chinese government?
Oh, the Chinese government, they monitor all the packages that come through our store. They give us extra money to do that. They just open up the box and just kind of rifle around.
Is this a joke? I don't understand.
No, it's not a joke. It's just, it's something that the certain franchises of FedEx do to make extra money. And it helps us keep your shipping costs a little bit lower. So,
what? So they open up my package and look at it.
Yeah. They just kind of look around and inspect it, write down the contents, and they write down your name and address and all of the stuff from the packing slip, and then they send it right back to us. It's a really fast process. But yeah, I think they may have called you already and told you it was ready, but it's not ready. We have to send it back up to China first, and then they'll send it right back.
Am I able to opt out of this service, or I have no choice?
Oh, no. It absolutely, if you're going to use our shipping center, if you're going to use us, it has to go through the Chinese government.
Every package that FedEx sends, it doesn't even make sense. Every package that FedEx sends, you're telling me goes through China?
Yeah, through the Chinese, yes. And they send it right back. It used to be faster because the Chinese government, they actually had, they had a building here in the United States. But since all this craziness
is happening... How is that legal? I'm trying to understand how that's legal.
Well, since it's through China, we don't have to follow federal guidelines for, not going through your mail and stuff.
I mean, you realize how bizarre this sounds? Or no, maybe not.
I don't know. I've been here for 7 years now, and this is just how it's always been done. Yeah, now that you mention it, I guess I was a little surprised by it all when I first started working here. But they're just writing down your name and phone number and just...
I don't really want the Chinese government to have my name and phone number and what I buy, but okay.
But what does it matter? What are they going to do with it? It's not like...
I don't know, but I mean, if I had the option of having them have it or not having them have it, I'd say not having them have it, but all right.
Well, you could use UPS and pay twice as much because they don't do that. Hmm. But that's how we keep prices down.
Okay.
You stupid motherfucker.
All right.
So quit questioning our tactics here. But we'll give
you
a call.
Which store are you at?
We'll give you a call.
What store are you at?
Which location? I'm at FedEx.
Yeah.
On what? Someone you usually come to.
Let me talk to your boss.
He's unavailable right now.
Let me talk to someone else in there.
Everyone's busy.
Let me talk to Marissa.
Chad's with the customer.
Let me talk to Marissa.
She's not here today, and Chad's with the customer.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
My name is Bob.
Bob. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Why are you being like that? God, you call someone a stupid motherfucker and they get all bent out of shape. That was sort of Dust Bernadette's idea, but I'm going to do his actual idea next. He wants me to forward their package to Russian children. You know what I should do? I should give them the plot to Castaway. Tell them what happened in their package and just give them the entire plot to Castaway.
Your call has been forwarded to an
Damn
automatic
it.
Voicemail.
Let me try Anita one more time. Why doesn't she have a last name on here? It just says Anita. Everyone else has a last name except...
Hello?
Hi, Anita?
Yes.
Hi, this is Bob from the FedEx.
Okay.
And, we received a package here for you.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to be forwarding your package, though, to the children in Russia for charity. It's a new program we do. Every 1,000th package that arrives here, we forward it to Russia for charity. It's for the children.
That's ridiculous. Why would I want my package forwarded to Russia?
It's for children's charity stuff, like...
Well, how do you even know what's in the package?
Well, we don't. We're not allowed to open it up and look, but when we send it to Russia, they will open it up.
Well, how can you do that without my permission?
It's a special promotional thing, and you signed up when you started having packages sent here, and it's just every 1,000th package, so the chances of you being picked again for this are very slim.
Who is this for real? This is not FedEx.
I am, too, with FedEx. My name is Bob. I've worked here for 7 years.
Well, that's illegal to send my package somewhere without asking me, and I didn't sign up for anything.
Oh, no, it's on one of the slips that you signed here. There's, like, fine print on it, and it says that every 1,000th package will be sent to Russia for the children for charity.
Well, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with helping children in Russia? You know, possibly saving their lives, giving them something to eat?
No. No, I don't. I'd like to send children right in my own country, if you don't mind. And I'd like to do it the way I choose, that's not by taking a package.
Ma'am, that's racist. For you to only help white children? That's racist, ma'am.
I didn't say white children. Only... I said children in my own country.
What's wrong with children in Russia? They're the same people, you know? Same. They're all. We're all human, okay, you know?
Okay, I want to know where my package is, and I want it back.
We haven't
permission to send it anywhere.
We haven't mailed it out yet, but I've already filled out the forms. We're going to be mailing it to Russia.
No, do not mail it to Russia.
We have to. It's part of the program here.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
He is not available right now.
I'll be darned.
What does that mean? I'll be darned?
Yeah.
Is that some kind of an old-timey saying from the 1930s or something?
Please, let me talk to someone with authority.
Okay, well, there's nobody available right now if you'd like to call back maybe after lunch.
But, there's no one available at FedEx?
Right, yeah, it's just two of us here.
Which FedEx office are you from, Bob?
I'm the one on that usually come to. I don't see why you're getting an attitude with me. This is just the way things have always been done here. And
no,
you know,
it's illegal. You can't.
You obviously don't know the law. You are a cunt, ma'am. You are a cunt. I mean, you're just ready to let starving children die.
And you're from FedEx?
Well, I'm. There's no other way to put it. I'm sorry. But if you're willing to let Russian children starve and die.
Let me have a supervisor, and if you do have something of mine.
Sleep out in the cold. You heartless wench.
Yeah, right. Ooh.
It's what you are.
You're out of your mind, whoever you are.
Hey, what's your last name? We only have Anita here on the list.
Oh, yeah, right. It's her FedEx. Yeah, Anita. That's all you have.
Yeah, that's all it says. Everyone else here has a last name on the list, but yours just says Anita.
Mm-hmm.
What's your last name?
I'll be, why don't you just put cunt?
Were you going to say I'll be darned? Okay, Anita cunt.
Yeah, that's fine.
How about Anita brain?
Mm-hmm.
Anita hand job.
Mm-hmm.
Anita sweater. I'm just reading the chat room now. Man, she hung up. Anita dick is what Carlito says. And Elkie. I don't think she's going to pick up if I call back. Should I call back? I don't think there's any point. I'm thinking she probably doesn't believe the whole Russian thing at this point either. I ruined your idea, Dust Bernadette. Next is Ed. Let's see. I'm going to say to Ed, we've done the cat thing. Their package is full of ticks, and they got loose. That's Elkie's idea.
Hello?
Hello, Ed?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bob from FedEx.
Yes, Bob.
And we have a package here for you.
Okay.
But there's a problem. The package, it leaked.
It leaked?
Yes, it's leaking. It's, like, currently leaking. There's a big gash in the side of it, and I guess you had live ticks inside the package?
Live ticks?
Yeah, ticks. You know, like little bugs.
Come on. Really?
And yeah, and they're all over the store now. They're all over the truck. One of our truck drivers, he's in the back right now. He has to scrub out his truck because it's full of ticks, and they're getting on all the other packages.
Where did it come from? Do you know?
The packet, it's...
Whoever shipped it?
It's from someone named Roy in New Mexico.
For Ed Bauer.
Yeah, Ed Bauer, it says on here.
Roy in New Mexico.
Roy from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, me either. I'm not from there. But anyway, yeah, there's ticks everywhere.
It's FedEx, but it's addressed to Ed Bauer.
Yeah.
By phone number.
Yep.
Obviously, if you got...
Yep, and it's the whole...
If you can meet... Tell me who sent it again?
Roy Gerbel from New Mexico. And the whole side split up, the seam split on the box, and there's just ticks everywhere. I mean, it was a really large box, and apparently it was completely filled with ticks. Like, it's
Can you guys tell what was in it?
Yeah, I know what's in it. Ticks. Nothing but ticks. It's a waist-high box. And it was...
Somebody sent me a box full of ticks.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a joke?
It could be. For all I know, I have no idea. I don't know who sent it. I don't know who this person is. All I know is we have a box of ticks here, and it's leaking, and there are ticks all over our store now. They're in the copy machines. They're in the back room. I think you're going to have to pay for this.
I didn't order a box full of ticks.
Well, there has to be over a million ticks here, and this has never happened before.
All right, who is this?
My name is Bob.
Now I know this is a joke.
This is not a joke, sir.
It's not a joke, okay?
I don't know why you would think this is a joke. Because this is seriously affecting our business.
I know no one in New Mexico, and I didn't order a box full of ticks. So I don't know who would have sent it.
I think you're just saying it's a joke. You're trying to get out of this. You're trying to get away from the responsibility of infesting our office with ticks.
I have stuff shipped to FedEx. I use FedEx every single day. Why would I try to get out of something?
I don't know. You're saying it's a joke. You're trying to convince...
Well, sounds like a joke. I mean, maybe. Who would send somebody a box full of ticks?
Maybe it's a joke on you, but I don't know. You know, your ticks, they got all over the other packages in the truck. And this guy probably delivered packages to other people that have ticks all over him now.
Okay, so what would you like for me to do?
Basically infested the entire city with ticks.
The entire city?
And if anyone gets Lyme disease, you're going to be charged with bioterrorism.
Why would I be charged?
Because these are your ticks. It's under your name and your phone number. They obviously know you. You're the one receiving ticks, sir.
Okay. So what would you like for me to do?
Tug on your nipples.
What's that?
I don't know. Something's got to be done, though. Like, we're going to have...
I'm listening.
I don't know. I've never had this happen before. I've had people ship locusts before. Locusts, but not ticks. And the locusts didn't escape like that. This is crazy.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm out of town. I'm up in Milwaukee, so if there's something you need me to do...
You obviously just don't care. You're just like, it's your problem. The ticks didn't get to me, so I guess it's your problem. You fucking asshole. We're going to have to close down our store because of you.
What'd you call me?
A fucking asshole, because you don't even care. You're just pretending you're out of town.
Asshole, dude? Where are you at, FedEx?
Yeah. And you're
call the fucking cops, then.
You're pretending you're
call
out of town.
Call the cops if it's an issue.
We're going to call the cops. You don't have to pretend you're out of town. Just to get out of this.
And then when I get back into town, I'm going to come find you. Don't call me a fucking asshole.
You're being a fucking asshole. What else am I supposed to call you? He's gone. Great idea, Dark Stranger. She wants me to call back as the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility.
You are receiving a call from...
Okay. How did I not think of that? All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Ed Bauer. Sorry, I missed your call.
I'll leave him a voicemail.
Hi, this is Ed Bauer. Sorry, I missed your call. At the tone, please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you, and have a great day.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Okay, that's enough of Eddie. Okay, next is Grant. I like your U-Haul truck idea better, Hung Solo. I'll tell him the package is as big as our store.
Hello, this is James.
Hello, James. This is Bob from FedEx.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. We have a package here for you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Sure. And do you know what time you'll be able to come by and get this?
No, I don't. Did it just come in today?
Yeah, it came in this morning, and it's really big. You're going to need a large truck to retrieve it.
Really?
I mean, it's really big. It's kind of out, it's sticking out in the street, and it's taller than our building.
Wait a second. What? It's taller than your building?
Yeah, it's a very large package. I have no idea what's in it or anything. It's just, it's really large. It's a wooden crate. You're going to need, it came on one of those big trucks, you know, the kind of trucks that carries a house.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get one of those to come and pick this up. Because the police have already stopped by and they're saying it's, you know, it's blocking traffic.
And are you being serious with me right now?
Yeah, completely serious. It's, nobody can park in front of the store right now because of this package. And one of the lanes is kind of, it's kind of sticking out in one of the lanes a little bit.
Could you tell me who it's from or the tracking number or anything? I have no idea what that could possibly mean.
It says it's from the Roy, New Mexico Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
Roy, New Mexico. Do you have a tracking number or a contact or anything on there?
Oh, the tracking number, it's out there on the box. I don't have a cordless phone to go out and get it. Maybe whatever's in the box will help you transport it home. Or maybe you could open the box and just take it a little bit at a time.
I mean, I just have no idea what that could possibly be. I'm not expecting anything of that sort.
Yeah, well, you have to come and get it.
Nor do I have any means to pick it up.
Well, what are we supposed to do? We can't just leave it out here on the sidewalk. I think the police is going to start ticketing you.
What do you mean? Why would they ticket me?
They're probably going to start sticking parking tickets because you're in. It takes up several parking spaces, and it's in the road.
Well, I don't know what I have no idea what this package is or why it was shipped to me. So, can you guys just send it back to whoever it came from?
I guess.
Or I mean, at least give me some more details, like a contact or.
Well, it's from the Roy Correctional Facility, Roy, New Mexico Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. Chili Pepper Correctional Facility, sorry. It's the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. That's what the packet.
You're positive it says Jane's?
Yeah, and it has your phone number and everything.
Wow.
We're going to have to charge you for if we ship it back.
I mean, what do you mean charge me? I'm not... This was either sent to me by mistake, or you can charge whoever sent.
You don't even know what it is. How would they send it to you by mistake? That doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea. I have no idea what to tell you.
You're not even going to come and look at it?
Not at the moment, no. I'm at work.
Well, can't you just call off work? Because this is causing major traffic issues here in front of the store.
Well, then send it back, man, because I'm not expecting anything like
okay.
that. So,
well, it's going to cost us $14,000 to send it back.
We'll charge it to whoever sent it, then.
Well, no, we're going to have to charge it to you. You're the one that wants it shipped. We're not the post office, sir. We don't just ship things back for free.
Do you not understand what I'm telling you right now? I'm not expecting a package, nor... Have I any idea where this could be coming from? So I don't know why you're talking to me like I need to come and take care of this away.
You're the one being an idiot. We just when a package comes, you have to come and pick it up. We can't
you,
just.
I'm
keep
sorry.
It.
Did you just call me an idiot?
Yeah.
Can you put your manager on the phone, please?
He's not available right now. But I told you where it's from and who it's from, motherfucker. And you need to come here and get it.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Don't curse at me. I'm just doing my job. I don't appreciate any of this. You're just
put your manager on the phone.
He's not available right now. He's in the bathroom.
Well, then knock on the door. I'll wait.
I'm not going to knock on the door while he's in the bathroom.
Is Marisa there? Let me talk to someone else, please.
Why someone else? She's with another customer. Stupid dick face. No, he'll probably be out of the bathroom within 15 minutes. I would assume.
That is obviously a prank call.
Why don't you just call back?
Okay, thank you.
You need to come and get this package. James. So it's only a prank call when I say that he's going to be in the bathroom for 15 minutes? Because that doesn't sound like a prank call thing. That sounds normal, doesn't it? Elky wants me to say that there's Chinese people hiding in the package. Should say several of them. I read this story recently. Where I think it was an Australian guy. He actually shipped himself somewhere, like across the country or something. I don't know. And they caught him when he was almost there.
There's two stories like that, actually. I remember another one. Anyway, okay, next person, Jose. Jose works at an embroidery shop.
Hello.
Hello, Sonia?
Yes.
Hello, this is Bob from FedEx.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, we have a package here for you.
Where is it located at?
Well, we're on at the FedEx office.
Oh, okay, at a Kinko's.
Yeah, if you want to call it
okay,
that.
I'll be there.
But we're not Kinko's.
I'll be there later on to pick it up.
We're FedEx. It's a FedEx. It's not a
You're
Kinko's.
FedEx?
Yeah, we're FedEx office.
By the party store.
Yeah, right next to that.
Okay, I'll be there later on to pick
but
it up.
But there's a problem, though.
Okay.
The package arrived upside down. I can't read the name. I can't read the tracking number. It's upside down.
So what do we do?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. But it's upside down, and when you receive it, it's going to be upside down.
I'll have to go look and see what we can do about it.
I mean, the box, it came off of the truck. The guy was carrying it upside down, and he set it here on the floor upside down.
I don't know what it is. It might not even be a problem.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, since it's upside down, I can't really read the label.
Well, turn it upside up. Right.
That's not my job.
I'll be there.
It's only, the guy from the truck, he's the one that brings it in and sets it down. I don't get paid to turn the packages okay. right side up.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, you don't need to be that kind of a customer. Don't tell me how to do my job.
Have a good day.
Well, I don't see what your problem is.
My problem?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't see what your fucking problem is. Like, why are you telling me how to do my job?
I'll do it.
Yeah, you can come in here and turn it right side up. It's not worth my time, though.
All right. I'll see you in a little bit.
Again, when you come here, can you leave the attitude at home?
I definitely will check it at the door.
Thank you.
Sure.
Whatever.
Goodbye.
Hang up. That was Bob Vance's idea, Vance Refrigeration.
Hello.
Hello, Sonia.
Yes.
It turns out whatever's in this box was fragile, and I didn't know because the fragile sticker is upside down, so I couldn't read it.
Okay.
And I kicked your box really hard because I was angry after the last phone call, and I think I broke it because I heard breaking glass. And then
I'll be there. We'll open it and we'll look at it.
Chad, he works here. He got this great idea. He took a picture of the package with his cell phone, but when he took the picture, he turned it upside down. He turned his cell phone upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. The screen auto-rotates, so, you know, it kept turning itself back upside down, the image. And then when we tried to look at the image on his cell phone, it kept turning itself upside down.
Yeah.
And, so that's when I saw the fragile sticker, because I was standing across from Chad, and I kind of put my head over the phone and looked at it sort of upside down.
Yeah.
But this is before I kicked it, so it's not my fault.
Okay.
And then we got dizzy.
And you fell on it.
No, I kicked it on purpose.
After you were dizzy?
No, this was before I was dizzy, because we were dizzy trying to look at the cell phone, and it kept turning itself upside down.
Oh.
But I think I'm going to have to go home, because I feel sick now, and I'm going to lose a day of work because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel good about not paying me for the day I missed, that's fine with me, but it'd be nice if you could maybe slip me and Chad a 50.
I'll see what I can do.
Also,
I'll take a look at the package first, and I'll decide if it's worth my time and money.
Okay. Oh, don't blame me if I accidentally pour a jar of ticks on your package.
All right.
Bye, Sonia.
Okay, so fine.
Okay. I give up on Sonia. Next is Jason. I'm starting to get tired of these. Let's just quit. Son, you put me in a bad mood.
Jason.
Hello, Jason?
Yes.
It's Bob from FedEx.
Hey, Bob.
Hello. We have a package here for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And but we're having sort of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The package, it keeps vibrating.
Keeps vibrating?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know. Do you know what's in it?
Does it say Mimeo on it?
Does it say what?
Mimeo? Is it from Mimeo, or where is it from?
Oh, yeah, Mimeo. That's what it says on here, and it's for Jason.
Yeah, it's just literature is all it is. It's just some catalog.
The literature doesn't vibrate.
No.
So what is it that's in there vibrating?
That's all. Mimeo is a online printing company. All it is catalogs in there. There shouldn't be anything vibrating in there.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is vibrating, like just constantly. It just keeps vibrating.
Really?
And do you know why it would have air holes? Do they usually put air holes on your literature boxes?
No.
Also, it keeps making these moaning sexual noises occasionally. I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry?
I'm not kidding. You're laughing at me. I'm saying I'm not kidding about this.
You said what location are you at?
I'm on Avenue.
Okay.
Can we just open the box? Is that okay? No, I'll just see what's... I'm probably just going to open it because it's making me nervous. I can't handle this just constant vibrating until you get here. Do you know what time you'll be here?
Yeah, I could try to be over there in a little bit.
How long's that?
Can I call you back?
I'm going to set your box out in the alley until you get here. Next to the dumpster. Hello, Jason?
Yes.
It'll be fine. There's not many people back there. I'm just going to set your package next to the dumpster, though, because it's vibrating.
Okay. This is very unusual. I mean, I don't know why it would be doing that. I'm not really sure what's going on. So
you don't usually see that kind of behavior in catalogs.
Yeah. So... I have no idea. I feel like this is a prank call or something. I don't know what's going on. So.
It's not a prank call. I'm just trying to do my job, and it's vibrating, and I have no idea what it could be, and it's making me nervous, so I'm going to set it outside.
Okay.
In the alley. If you want, you can just go in the alley and pick it up yourself, because, frankly, I don't want to see your face. Oh, he didn't hear that.
Hello?
Hey, do you think you could just go to the alley and pick it up from there? Because I really just don't want to see your face, to be honest.
I mean, I think this is a prank call. I seriously doubt this is FedEx. So.
It's not a prank call. Why would you think it's a prank call?
I don't know. Because I don't know what... It just seems very unusual. So I don't know where you got this number. But.
Just go to the alley and pick it up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
What time are you going to be here?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to be back there on my smoke break when you show up, because then I have to look at you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just going to open it. You didn't tell me not to open it. That's permission to open it. Thank you, Hung Solo, for the vibrating package idea.
Hello, this is Marius NTR.
Hello, Marius. This is Bob from FedEx.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. We have a box here for you.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll pick it up whenever I can.
The box is really warm, though. Like, it's super warm, and it's making the sparking sound. And it's
that's not good.
Yeah, and it's shaped like a mailbox, but it smells like cotton candy. Is it okay if we just open it up and make sure it's not going to explode?
Yeah, go ahead and open it.
I'm so glad you said that, because we already did. We already opened it. And there's parts in here for building killer robots. And I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Okay.
You can't build killer robots. That's against...
a prank call. Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? It's not fine. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is fine.
It's not fine.
Yes, it is.
Well, we'll see what the police have to say about that.
Okay.
It's illegal to ship killer robot parts. It's against federal law.
Okay, that's great.
It's not great. It's illegal. Motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. So, this is another prank call, because this is like the second one in a week that I've got.
You've gotten two prank calls from FedEx?
Yep.
Well, I'm not a prank call. I'm actually calling from FedEx on next to the party store.
Okay.
What was the other prank call? What did they say?
Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm pretty sure you got it on tape already, so you can look it up.
What, were they pretending to be us?
It doesn't matter. It was a prank call.
Well, you're the one that brought it up. Why are you going to bring it up if you're not going to talk about it?
I'm just going to hang up now. You guys have a good day.
Good, hang up.
Bye.
Weird, he got a prank call already. I wonder if Casper's been going through this list, making prank calls to these people. God damn it, Casper. Six numbers left. I think I'm going to take a quick break. Yeah, holy shit, I've been on for an hour and 40 minutes. All right, let's take a quick break.
Everyone is so vulnerable on their PC, except for me. The World Wide Web is so insecure, it's kinda sad, but I'm so glad. I am firewalled in every single way. Nerds can't bring me down. And I run antivirus every single day. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. No, no, ain't gonna bring me down today. You noobs, you're delirious. Your browser blows. You're so exposed. Yeah. You're trying hard to fix that awful mess that used to be your precious PC till you let that virus in. But I'm unhackable no matter what they say. Nerds can't bring me down. My phishing filter told me that this is not eBay. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, ain't gonna bring me down today. You got your MySpace hacked. You got your MySpace hacked. Your spam commenting. Your spam commenting. You wonder when. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, whoa, whoa. Ain't gonna bring me down today. Ooh, whoa, whoa. Ain't gonna bring me down today. Bring me down today.
Hey Brad, it's Chris, aka FBI Voice Changer Guy. So phonewinners.com, that now belongs to Hunter Yelton. I hope I pronounced that last name correctly. But
I no longer needed phonewinners.com, and it's phonewinners with a Z that now belongs to Hunter. So hopefully he does good things with that, because the phonewinners has some history in the PLA.
Whatever.
Two more things. I would like to say Boomer Sooner, and have a good day, Brett.
Thanks, FBI voice changer guy. Everyone visit phonewinners.com with a Z.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hi,
so,
Gloria.
So, I forgot who, but somebody told me, or, like, recommended...
They're probably
that
lying.
...that I draw a poster. I think it would have been you and Matt Hillock. They kind of talked... You guys both, like, talked to me about it. We should do, like, a poster to sell of the PLA. So, yeah. The idea was we were going to get people, like, people from PCN and people from PLA... And I'll do, like, a collage poster of everybody.
Do it.
And so I'm starting that now. I just drew you, that JonBenet thing, and I posted that on society6.com/LordGloria. But I'm going to do the collage now. So if anyone who hears this voicemail wants to be on the PLA poster, like, you're going to be drawn as, like, a caricature or, like, a cartoon-looking thing. If you want to be on the PLA poster, reach out to me on Facebook or reach out to Brad or anybody, and they'll just find me.
No, don't reach out to me. Find Gloria, not me.
But I'm going to be drawing it, so I've got...
I ain't Gloria's goddamn secretary.
Brad, me, Matt Hillock, Rappy, Carlito, and Neon.
No, I don't want Carlito in it. You can have everyone in it, but Carlito. Carlito doesn't get to be in it.
And...
Sorry, Carlito.
Dwight and a lot of people.
No, I don't want Dwight in it. I don't really like Dwight that much. Sorry, no Dwight, no Carlito.
You want to be on it? Send me a picture of you. I need to know exactly what you look like, and I'll put you on a t-shirt saying what you look like, who you are. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I'm all for that idea, since, you know, I'm supposed to be putting a poster out about a year ago, and, well, maybe not that long ago, but that poster, holy crap, is it ever going to get finished? Probably not. No, it will, I promise. But yeah, Gloria, make a poster and sell it on your website. And you don't have to give anything to the phone losers for that. Just sell it. Make tons of money. I will send people there if you make a poster for PCN/PLA. And that goes for anyone else out there. If you want to make anything that's, you know, PLA themed, please do that. And I will, you know, I'll link to it from somewhere. Because I think that would be awesome if there were more PLA things out there for people to buy. So hell yeah, Gloria. Hurry up with that poster. I'll buy one.
Hey, RBCP. So I was just looking and contemplating about the clock that you've made on phonecallnation.com.
Oh, yeah, on phonecallnation.com, everyone's favorite prank website.
Was it .org? The phone prank call nation website.
There
the
you
clock.
Go. prankcallnation.com/clock, everyone.
And you mentioned in the page that it's a little bit wonky, and I had a look at the code to figure out why, and you wrote it using divs, silly.
Oh,
I want to know if I rewrote it in using SVG or canvases or something like that, that you might use that. Also, if
I have no idea what those two things are you just said. I just copied the code off of some website. The clock itself doesn't matter. The part that matters, really, is the part that announces the time, which has nothing to do with the JavaScript clock that's on there right now. So, sure, if you want to send in another JavaScript clock or whatever you said, I might use that. Otherwise, I was just going to find another JavaScript clock on some website and stick that on there. Maybe you could make it all personalized for Prank Call Nation. That'd be cool.
Made any other contributions... like that, you could integrate them. Or maybe you could start a GitHub for it. That would be awesome. My other question is, your outgoing voicemail message says, we're going to be two jerks. And that's what I hear, two, is in the number two. Who is the second jerk? Is it, you know, Roy and your RBCP and Roy's the other jerk? But then who's Brad? Is Brad not a jerk? Anyway.
I have multiple personality disorder. Yeah, I think the message on the PLA voicemail says something like, if you're calling about the Craigslist ad, it was just a prank. We're just messing with you. Because back during the phone show days, we used to get calls like that all the time. People would constantly put Craigslist ads up. And it was kind of annoying, really. So I quit the phone show in 2012. That means it's been 3 years now that I have not changed that voicemail message. I really need to get to that. I should do that right now. I should do it on the air, but no, fuck that. That's too much work. I'll change the voicemail message. And I guess we was referring to maybe me and Linear, or me and Laugh Track Matt, or just me and whoever was on the show with me that night. That's who that refers to.
Hey there, Brad. All right. Or should I say the fake Roy? Right here a subpoena that we're going to be sending to you, if you can hear. All right, you can hear the subpoena. So you're fucked, because you did identity theft.
Oh, crap.
So, SoFile Show, it's fucking going down.
Damn it.
Fuck you.
Sorry, everyone. I guess the phone show is no more after this episode.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin.
Hey, Oregon guy.
Got a joke for you. What does a newborn baby and a telephone have in common?
I don't know. What does a newborn baby and a telephone have in common?
They both come with cords.
So that
I guess,
was a good one.
It's illegal if you snip one of those.
It's illegal if you snip one? Which one? What the hell does that mean?
I'm kind of proud of myself because I left the voicemail that asked about Murdoch and Evil Cow. And this caused Murdoch to call in and leave a voicemail.
Murdoch's not that impressive. Come on.
Which was interesting. And it reminded me of a story way back in like the early 2000s. From time to time, I used to hang out on the PLA voice bridge and would just kind of listen. I didn't really talk much on it. And one night, Murdoch and some other people were on the bridge. And I three-way called the restaurant that I used to work at, which was an Applebee's located in Lynnwood, Washington. And Murdoch called and asked for the manager, and just started complaining about, you know, bad service he'd received. And the manager...
That sounds like Murdoch in real life, too.
...was all, well, you know, I wish you would have said something when you were here. And, you know, the manager... you know, asks, you know, what is it you want me to do about, you know, the situation, you know, with the bad service. And Murdoch just like really casually says, well, you could give me head. And she just, yeah, the manager was fucking crazy. I don't know. It was just so fucking depraved and horrible. Like, yeah. I mean, it was just like a normal call, like the customer complaining, and then just out of nowhere, he's like, yeah, well, you could give me head, and yeah, I don't know. Maybe I had to be there, but he just, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds boring.
Yeah, Murdoch was a bad person.
What a boring story. Sorry, just kidding. Or am I? Anyway, let's get back to the show. I've done enough of this. Hopefully you guys remember, right before that song played, before the voicemails, I said that I'd been on the air for an hour and 40 minutes, and that was at an hour into the show, so everyone should be happy that I cut out 40 minutes of the show so far. 40 minutes of boring stuff and whatever else, phones ringing, I don't know. Be happy about that. I'm going to put the rest of the show together right now, the live part, and I'm going to edit more stuff off of that, probably. So here's the rest of the show. Enjoy it. What kind of fake cat noise is that? We could do puppies. Puppies are in the box. I'm sure I have real cat sound effects, but that's the best I could do on short notice. I looked in a couple directories, and I found that horrible... Sounds like an old lady pretending to be a cat. Dust Bernadette wants me to just quit and do Lunk Alarm pranks instead. That sounds like a good idea. But I have 6 more of these numbers, so I'm going to finish up this list. Since Casper was nice enough to send it to me. First, we're calling Brandon.
Hello?
Hello, Brandon?
This is Brandon.
Hello, this is Bob from the FedEx. We have a package here for you.
Oh, At which FedEx?
Oh, it's over on... Oh, okay.
Did that just arrive?
It's been here about 30 minutes, and we're having troubles containing the dogs right now, the puppies.
I'm confused.
We just need you to hurry up and pick these up because they're kind of messy, you know. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the box that arrived, it was filled with puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And they're kind of causing problems in the store. We just need you to come and pick them up ASAP, please.
Who is this?
My name is Bob from the FedEx.
All right.
Do you know what time you'll be able to come by?
I won't. I didn't order any puppies.
Well, someone's got to pick these up. You can't just leave them here. It's under your name.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't give a shit about puppies. I'll throw them in the fucking dumpster, in the crushing dumpster in back.
That's okay. That's fine.
You need to come and pick these up.
Okay.
When are you going to be here?
I'm actually at work, so I can't really do this.
What time are you going to come by, though, to get these puppies?
Super soon.
They chewed through the box. We didn't let them out or anything. They chewed through the box.
Well, I'll be right over.
I'm going to take them to a kill shelter if you're not here in an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye. I don't think he was buying it. Gilmore wants me to play a wacky squash sound, sorry. Say I'm stepping on them. That would be funny to do to a female, because, you know, female would probably get upset about that. Squishing puppies. Brandon didn't give a shit.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hello, it's Bob from FedEx. We have a package here for you.
Okay.
Do you know when you'll be able to come by and pick it up?
Is it the one in...
Yeah, that's the one. And
I'm going to pick it up on the tonight on the way home.
Oh, well, I think it might be too late, because this package is it's a cooler, you know, like a cooler with ice in it, and it says surgical implant on it, and it needs to be kept on ice.
No, why? I don't think he... Are you calling the right guy?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay, and someone sent me something, like what, the cooler?
Yeah, I opened it and looked inside, and it's a human heart.
No, something wrong.
No, it's a...
I'm a computer technician. I don't do those things, so it might be something wrong already.
If you're a computer technician, what are you ordering a human heart for?
Why? I don't think it's correct. Who sent me those things?
It's from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. But it has your name on it, so you have to pick it up. You don't want...
No, I cannot pick it up. Then it's not for me. I don't believe that's for me.
You don't want this heart to go bad, do you?
How come my name's on it?
Because it's to you. You need to come pick it up, or this is your responsibility for this human heart.
No, it's not. So better check it out to see. Call the sender or something. I don't believe that is for me.
Listen, you
and
stupid
you have my name
douche
and phone
canoe.
Number. That is really something.
Yeah, but
need it right
if,
away,
if
so.
You don't pick this up and figure out who it belongs to, someone could die because this is a heart.
Oh, I understand, but I don't believe this is for me.
Yeah, well, if it's not, you need to figure out who it belongs to.
No. It says for the...
Yeah, whatever you just said. Yeah, you have to come and pick this up, because otherwise someone might die. Don't you care about someone else's life? Are you that selfish?
No, it's not for me.
Don't be selfish.
I don't understand why. Huh?
Well, it's not for me.
I know, but are you the manager there?
Yeah. Don't tell me how to do my job.
No. I know the manager there. But you are not the manager. I know.
I am too the manager. Don't call me a liar.
No. I know. But right now, you better check it out. If it is the medical thing, you better check it out.
It's a human.
Because I never order anything like
this. It's a human heart.
If it is not
and an
for
arm.
Me, I believe it's not for me.
I'm not saying it. Maybe it's a mistake, but you have to fix it. Otherwise, someone might die.
No, I can't. Because it's not for me. why I have to pick it up?
Because someone might die if you don't. Okay, look, I have a confession
to
make.
No, I know, but why? Listen, Michael,
shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Michael, okay, look, here's the truth. It's actually my heart, and I love you.
Why you call me like this? Who is this?
Oh, look, it's my roundabout way of saying I love you, and it's my heart in the box. It's a metaphor.
I don't understand you. Who are you? Why you call me like this?
My name's Bob. I work at the FedEx, and I just want to tell you that I love you, and my heart's in a box for you.
I don't understand. Is it a joke, or who are you?
No, it's not a joke. I really do love you.
If it's not a joke, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm telling you that I love you. I'm professing my love, goddammit.
Who cares?
Who cares? You should care.
You don't know me, and what the fuck? You have my phone number, and you call me, tell me something like joking like this? It's stupid, crazy.
It's not a joke. It's romantic. You douche canoe. You're supposed to say I love you too. Oh, he hung up. I didn't even hear him hang up. I'm gonna call and break up with him now. That reminded me of the Mercedes guy, the $100,000 Mercedes guy. Michael, I'm breaking up with you.
I hang up, but don't call me again. I don't know who are you, and I don't know why you have a lot of time to make a joke like this. Stupid.
It's not a joke. I may have misunderstood because of his accent, but I'm pretty sure he told me to call him back 5 more times. I could be wrong, but...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Straight to voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
He threw his phone across the room. Battery fell out. He's like that lady in Rat Race. He just crushed the phone in his hand, broken into pieces.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, well. A midget mutilator, he says that I made him face his homosexual demons. So that's why he's so angry and won't answer the phone anymore. 3 left. First is going to be Gilberto. By the way, that was Hung Solo's idea, to tell him that I love him, that it's my heart. Oh, wait, no. It was his idea to say it's a surgical something-something. I don't know who told me to say that I love him. Gilmore. Gilmore told me to say that. Gilmore gets all the credit.
Hello?
Hello, is this Gilberto?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob from the FedEx.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, we have a package here for you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm out of town right now. So, it might get returned. I won't be back till Monday.
I'm just going to open it.
Go for it.
Oh, that means I keep it. I'm not going to... You don't get it. If this is what happens when people are out of town, we don't send them back. We just open them and take them home. Me and the other employees.
Well, you know, if it says NCR on there, I really don't care. You can have it.
No, it says your name on it.
Oh, it says my name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it a pink label that my name?
No, it's handwritten.
Oh. Oh, really?
I think it's something personal for you, and it's ours now. We're going to.
I really wasn't expecting anything, so that's all right.
We can just keep it. We can just have it.
I want to say keep it, but you probably can return it back to the sender.
Oh, fuck that, because then we don't get to keep anything, though. This is like our tip. This is how we make our extra supplemental income.
I don't know. We spend a lot of money with FedEx, with the company I work with. I can't believe they don't pay you guys enough.
Yeah, but you're saying you don't want it. You're not going to keep it, so we get to keep it. I don't know what it is.
Where is it coming from?
You're throwing it out. I don't have to tell you, because you're not even in town, so I'm just...
But you don't know if this is me, though, to be honest, right?
What? I called your number. We have your phone number here.
Hey, this is not my personal number. This is my work number, so I know it's something for work.
Not necessarily. I guess we'll find out. But it's
you'll
ours.
You'll find out when you open it.
Yeah, we're going to open it as soon as I hang up with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
bullshit.
Down, so I guess, what was that?
I said bullshit. I just figured whatever you were getting ready to say, it was going to be bullshit. So I was just, I jumped the gun there. Sorry.
Okay.
Because it was.
Yeah, no. You're a FedEx employee. How do you know I'm cool with you talking to me like this?
I don't, but I make minimum wage. So what the fuck do I care?
That's true. I don't blame you on that.
Don't you wish you worked a minimum wage job where you could just do whatever you want?
I did. I understand exactly where you're coming from, but yeah. You know, I decided I didn't like doing that, so I pushed myself a little harder.
Oh, okay. So now you're better than me.
I don't think I'm whatever. Better than you at all. I think
you're
what I did is not
talk down to me.
Anyone.
I don't care.
Anyone else could do it too.
Anyone else can do what?
What I'm doing, I'm not doing anything special. I just decided to go to school and get it done. And
okay.
I didn't get
all
the
right.
best grades or anything. I just got it done.
Okay, I don't need your life story. Just thank you for whatever's in this box. Me and Chad are going to split it between the two of us.
You and Chad?
Yep.
All right.
So thank all you right. in advance, whatever it is. Unless it sucks, then I'm going right. to call back
whatever.
And I'll let you.
Yeah. All right. All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, hang up. I like his laugh on the end. Oh, I got a text message. Let's see what it is. This is exciting. It's an AT&T free message. Your phone is now ready to go global. Call and message your friends and family in most countries across the globe from the US or surf the web. Share photos and call home on your next exotic escape. Yeah, I take so many of those. Visit att.com/global for international plans and rates. Woohoo! That's an exciting text. I'm so glad that AT&T is doing that. Okay, Gilberto. Cross him out. I've been to Mexico, Dust Bernadette, several times. I've never been to Canada. And I've never been to any other countries. I'm not very well traveled. I don't really have any desire to go to any other countries, though. Why would I do that? I have the internet. What am I going to say to Diane? I'm out of ideas, I think. Box of sex toys. I already said that, sort of. This lady's not going to answer anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well?
Hello, Diane?
Yes.
Hello, I'm just calling. This is Bob from FedEx. And I'm calling to let you know about your package.
What package is that?
Well, I don't know what's in it. I didn't open it.
Oh, who is it from? Can you just tell me who it's from?
Oh, no. You could be a hacker or an identity thief. I'm not telling you shit, lady. I'm just calling to let you know that your package is here and it's ready.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting a package, but I will come get it.
Oh, well,
okay.
If you don't want it, I'll take it. I'll open it up.
No, I want it. I'll be there
no,
soon.
No, you said you're not expecting it. I'm just going to open it myself. Me and Chad are going to split the contents. But there was a problem with it. That's the reason I'm calling you.
Uh-huh.
Chad actually dropped the package on his foot, and I think his toe might be broken. And you're going to be responsible for the medical expenses? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. You're going to... I don't think it's going to be that much. I would think it'd be less than $1,000 just to go in and have his toe looked at. Put a cast on his toe.
So you can't tell me who the package is from?
No, that's not my job. But you don't even care about Chad's foot? Chad's probably has a broken foot now. He's going to miss out on work. He has a family and stuff, and he's going to miss out on work. Hello, Diane?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
I'm not saying anything stupid. It was just complete silence. What are you listening to? Are you still listening?
I am listening.
Okay. What you listening to?
I'll be there by tomorrow to pick up the package.
Well, it's going to be gone by tomorrow because me and Chad are going to open it up and split it. Are you going to pay his medical bills, though?
What is your name?
Bob.
Bob who?
Dobelina. It's quiet. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. It's weird. It's just like you just go completely silent all the time. You must be horrible to talk to. Awkward silence.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right. We don't really have a package here for you. No, I'm just kidding. We do.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
What time are you going to come by?
I don't know.
You're a sex predator. Heisenberg says she's a sex predator, so I had to say that. I don't know why. And Bob Vance has a great idea, but I can't do it now because I'm out of numbers. But he wants me to call up someone and just tell them they don't have any mail or packages. So thanks to Bob, I'm going to call just a couple numbers here real quick and see if I can do that. But they probably won't pick up because they didn't pick up before.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, it's Bob from FedEx.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling to let you know that you don't have any packages today.
What does that mean?
There are no packages here for you.
What? Why would there be?
I don't know. I'm just saying that there's not. We have
you
to
called my number 3 times and recognize this number, but I mean, I don't understand why you would just call me out of the blue.
Why didn't you pick up before? That's such a huge waste of my time. I was trying to call and let you know.
What's that?
I was trying to call before and let you know that you don't have any packages and you weren't answering.
Okay, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you just told me you saw that I called before. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't understand why you're calling. Are you going to call me every day and tell me I don't have packages?
Yeah, that's our new thing. It's new customer service thing we're doing. Eventually, we're going to have an automated system set up that will call you each day.
Please lose my number. This is a work phone. This is owned by a company.
Well, we have to call you when you have packages.
I don't understand. You just said I don't have packages.
Right. No, today you don't. But what if you do someday? Wouldn't you like to know about it?
Yeah, sure. But you're not going to call me every day and tell me I do not have a package, are you?
Just at the beginning. But eventually we're going to have an automated system that will call you.
Well, I don't ever want to use you guys again. Just because of this call, I want to refrain from.
Well, don't be an asshole.
Calling me.
Don't be an asshole. I'm just doing my job.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Why are you cursing at me? Dust Bernadette wanted me to ask him out. Too late. Sorry. I think I'm going to do that on the rest of the ones that didn't answer. I should probably just stop right now, but no. Let me do just one more. One more that didn't answer before.
Hello, sir, right?
Hi, Grant?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bob from FedEx.
Oh, hey, Bob. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to let you know that you do not have any packages today.
I do not?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So, there's nothing to pick up today.
All right, great. I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, so I was just there earlier.
Oh, you were here today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're going to be calling you every day from now on to tell you when you don't have packages. It's like a new customer service thing we're trying out.
Ew, that's not good.
Yeah, eventually it's going to be automated. But for now, we're just calling up and telling people that they don't have packages.
Okay. Because it's more work for you guys.
Yeah, well, for now it is, but eventually it's going to be automated, so it won't be any work at all. It'll just automatically call people. It'll tell you you don't have packages, and it'll tell you about our special deals for the day.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll give you another call around 5 to let you know either way.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Sure. No problem. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Yeah.
Nope. I hung up. Well, that guy was much more accepting. Okay. Bob Vance. Was that Bob? Sorry. Danimal wants me to call back the first guy and let him know that he still doesn't have a package.
Hello?
Mike, the truck just arrived. This is FedEx again.
Dude, what are you calling me for? You guys have called me 4 times.
No,
what
I know.
What has arrived?
I know. Well, you only answered.
I don't understand what you're trying to. You told me that I'm stepping out of surgery for patients here.
Uh-huh.
I need to understand why you're calling me to tell me I do not have packages, and then 10 minutes later you're calling me to tell me I have a package?
You do not have a package. I'm just saying the truck just arrived. It just left. There were no packages on it for you.
So you're going to call me every day and tell me if there's a package on a truck or not?
Yeah, several times a day, but eventually it's going to be automated.
No, I don't want you ever to call me. Do you understand that? Where is your location?
It's not. We're on Avenue. It's not always going to be me that calls. Sometimes it's going to be Chad.
Yeah, well, neither of you guys can call me.
No, we have to call every day, like twice
a
day.
I'll come in there and punch you in the fucking face.
Oh, that's a threat.
If you call me one more time.
That's a fucking threat.
It is a threat. And so is it harassment calling me when I'm telling you not to call me.
Well, that's not as bad as punching me in the face. How do you even know
I'll do a lot more than that.
How do you know that you can win in a fight with me?
Trust me, buddy. You sound like you might slap me.
Yeah, really hard in the face. You wait. I've slapped women in the face before.
Okay, well, good for you.
Yep. It hurt my hand.
Your dick in a guy's ass too.
It hurt my hand a lot, but I did it.
Just lose my number.
It hurt them too.
I do not want you to call my phone.
Well,
What's your address?
We have another truck coming in about 30 minutes, and I'm going to call you after that one arrives, and I'll let you know either way.
I'm going to drive up there, and you can tell me to my face.
Oh, okay, that'd be much more convenient for us.
I'll get you fired for fucking.
Oh, you're not going to get me fired.
An hour job.
You can't get anyone fired.
An hour job.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that happens.
Why were you starting this? I still don't understand what this is about.
It's a nationwide policy thing. It's customer service. It's going to make things easier for you.
So you're going to call everybody in the entire nation?
It's just...
If they have a package or not that day?
No, just in our district here. We just call a small portion of people in Chicago.
What's my address? What's my address?
I don't have to tell you that. You could be an identity thief.
Okay. Dude, you're just full of shit. You're somebody prank calling. At this point.
So you're going to go to FedEx and punch some random person in the face because of a prank call?
Well, I'm going to look for a guy named Chad, and if it's really you, then we're going to sit down and talk about this.
I'm not Chad. Chad's my coworker. I'm Bob.
Bob. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right. I'll talk to both of you.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you in a couple hours. 30... Yep. Yep. It's right? still the same address.
All right.
It hasn't changed.
All right.
What were you saying earlier about surgery and something?
Yeah, I have surgery. I'm in surgery, you dumb fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like, are they cutting off your leg or something?
Okay, dude. Okay.
I mean, if you try and punch me in the face, it seems like I could just run away then.
Okay.
You could just chase me around the store on one leg. That sounds hilarious. Oh, I wasn't reading the chat room. I was supposed to tell him that Chad knows karate. Okay, I guess I am done with FedEx numbers. That was a lot of fun. Thanks, you guys, for helping out. Thanks, Casper, for sending me this big list that you apparently stole from FedEx. Okay, so I'm going to close this. I think I'm done. And I think there's actually another show happening right now. I saw it pop up earlier. It's a Dialer. Global Chaos. Bob Vance wants me to call up people as AT&T and tell them that they have currently don't have any incoming calls. Hey, you know what? Someone just mailed me a phone book recently. I have a phone book here full of names that I could call and tell them. No, nobody's going to answer. I'll try and do that someday, though. This is AT&T. You don't have a collect call today? All right, so before I quit for the day, I'm about ready to quit. But I am contractually obligated to call up a Planet Fitness before I quit the show for the day and try and set off their lunk alarms. I'm going to set my caller ID to this Planet Fitness so it will actually say Planet Fitness on their caller IDs. And they'll just, in the end, they'll just think it was another store fucking with them.
Thank you for calling Planet. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Bob from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Were you having problems with your computer or your Lunk Alarm or any of the other networked things there?
No, not that I know of. The Lunk Alarm works fine and our system is up and running.
Okay, are you near the Lunk Alarm right now?
Like, yeah.
Because they're wanting me, the IT department, they're saying they want to reset it. So we need to just turn it on for about 30 to 60 seconds. And,
okay, so just leave it on?
Yeah, just let it run. And if you could stay on the phone with me real quick, I'll let you know when to turn it back off.
Okay, give
but
me one second.
It's going to be 60 seconds tops.
Okay, all right, give me one sec.
Okay. Oh, he's telling someone.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Going. All right, yeah, I'm watching here on the computer right now. We'll see if it starts synchronizing.
Okay.
And recalibrating.
All right, sounds good.
And other big words. Are there many people in there right now?
Not too many, just the regular afternoon rush.
Like a dozen?
Yeah, like 12, 13.
Oh, okay. That's a baker's dozen.
Right.
Are they fat people?
Sorry?
Are they fat people or skinny people?
They're average people.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Okay. He's got to deal with angry people.
Hello?
Who's this?
Who is this? Who am I talking to right now?
Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Jasmine. Are you a manager there?
No, the manager is currently out for the moment. She should be back soon.
Well, who are you? Like, what do you do there? Are you just a customer?
I wouldn't be a customer if I was answering the phone.
Well, you didn't answer the phone. He passed it over to you, smartass.
Okay. Well, you can call back when you would like to talk normally.
Oh, but hold on, Jasmine. Can you tell him that I'm just a prank caller? I was just pranking him and making him set off the...
Yeah, I pretty much just figured that out.
Did you? What do you think of the prank?
Could be better.
Really? I don't know. I think it's pretty hilarious because, like, the people inside the place, they get all... They think it's weird. They get all nervous because the alarm's going off constantly.
Okay. Well, I'm handling a customer right now, so...
Can you turn it back on?
No, sorry.
Please. Oh, well. I did one. It worked. Yay. Woohoo. That's a lot of fun. Okay, I did a lunk alarm, so that's the end of my contractual obligation to the Prank Call Nation network machine. There you go, Carlito. I've done the lunk alarm. Please don't dock my pay like you threatened to do. Because I haven't done a show in so long, so I haven't been able to do lunk alarms. I will do one lunk alarm per show from now on, as stated in my new contract that you made me sign. Bye, everyone! Everyone, go listen to Dialer right now. Dialer is on the air on his own Mixler. He is on... What's he on? He's on Mixler.com/globalchaos. And he's doing the Dial Me a Melody show. And I'm probably stealing his time right now because he's supposed to be on PCN. Sorry, Dialer. Don't hate me. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ideas, chat room. No, Nunu, I'm not going to check my PMs. I never check my PMs on IRC. Anyone that messaged me on IRC, I don't see your messages ever. 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 Bye.
Advised to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but that. And if you're sworn to secrecy, fuck that. I'm bound to get to the bottom of this incident, even if I have to pluck your mustache. Hair by individual hair, strand by individual strand, to cause you to scream and cover your mouth with your hands and make that little thing between your legs piss in your pants right in front of your friends. It's not a joke when I say I need back what you took. I aim to hunt you down. I hope you sitting rattled and shook. Oh my God, who stole my soda pop? I'm very, very serious. Wondering who it was, I'm becoming a bit delirious. My mind can't function no more. Thanks to the jerk who pocketed my soda pop, I feel like busting his jaw. Before I leave the spot, I'm determined to find the culprit of this vicious act and leave his skin burning. So who was it? Off. My soda's been ripped off. Some low-life dickwad just stole what I just bought. Can you imagine
how I'm feeling right about now?
I'm gonna send the bounty hunters out to search till he's found. And when I finally get my soda pop with which he ran off,
I'll show the bitch my gratitude and cut his hands off. Everyone is suspect when it comes to my shit. I have a headache and the pain is traveling to my dick. I'm so stressed, I can't function without it. Whoever took it better have the strength of 1,000 men ready for war. I'm screaming and shouting. My anger's bursting like scalding water from fountains. So who was it?